Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Aaliyah, your purpose midwife, Miss On Fire to Inspire that you all call me. But I'm also your biggest cheerleader. And tonight's topic, I'm excited, the Holy Spirit gave me is no more imposters. So we're going to jump into it in a little bit. But before we jump into it, I want to thank our sponsors. Y'all heard our songbird of On Fire to Inspire. That's Deidre Novette. That's who you heard on that song. She's our intro and outro that you hear each and every week. Y'all go out and support her on any of your digital outlets. She has an EP called This Is Me. And when I tell you, the girl is awesome. I mean, it's so inspirational and it's a blessing. So go out and show your support. Get her her EP. And this is the time that I'm thanking my sponsors. So while I'm thanking the sponsors, before we get into the meat of everything, y'all go ahead and hit that share button so that we can talk about no more imposters, all right? Because we're going to talk. We're going to chat. Thank you so much to Cornelia and Bernard and Cornelia Brown. They are Better Homes and Gardens Metro Brokers. They are the award-winning multi-million dollar producing Brown team. They're at your service with over 30 years of experience. Contact them for any of your real estate needs at 404-843-2500. Cornelia Brown is also a business coach. So if you need assistance with launching your home-based business or getting some direction with some things, she can definitely help you with that. And at 404-786-0873. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much, Lady T. I have two Lady T's on here tonight, Prophetess Lady T, Prophetess T, and Pastor T. All right, and then I have Ultimately Unique You. If y'all go to Instagram, she has some awesome purses she's been posting lately. So go to Ultimately Unique, the letter U, on Instagram, and you can get all your cutesy little accessories, ladies, and really cute purses. We have Mom Biz Boss. Ladies, you don't have to be a mom. You can be an auntie. You don't even have to be an auntie. If you're interested in having your own business, connect with some other ladies. Mom stands for multiple operational managers, and connect them with some awesome, awesome ladies with some great, great products. Again, that's mombizboss.org. And they have a meeting monthly, so you get to do a Zoom with all the ladies having a brunch. It's awesome. You get to talk about what you do and be able to connect with others because you never know who may have a service you need and vice versa. Then we have bit.ly/onfire, the number two, the word live, bit.ly on fire to live. And so, sure, that was Instagram, Ultimately Unique, the letter U, with the purses. Also with the detox, if any of you all are looking to detox, or many of you have been on the health journey with me ever since we started to make that commitment to self. We call it our commitment to self campaign, and we are y'all at day 77. So I applaud you all, whether you fell off the wagon or whatever, get back up and get back on the wagon with us. We're just increasing our water. We're being more cognizant of what we're eating. You know, many of us, we eat here and there that things we may not be happy about, but hey, we're still trying to do things to be more active and being more accountable. So for those of you, bit.ly/onfire, the number 2, the word live, if you need some health and wellness products. We have Unique Expression by Design. If you're interested in your promotional products, they can do any of your custom promotional products. That is UEB Designs. If you're on Facebook, look up UEB Designs. And then finally, if you don't have any of my books, you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of your digital outlets. You have my children's book, A Learning Book Just For Me, teaches bilingual English and Spanish with a music, well, what the music CD used to be, but Amazon no longer allows you to sell with a CD on it. It's just ebook or paperback through them now. And then finally, Come Dance with Mina. Check out Come Dance with Mina on Facebook. We do Mondays and Thursday sessions at 6 o'clock p.m. And that's, we've been moving and grooving and shaking. And so visit her and let's get moving, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for us to take care of these temples. We have one. And we have one life to live. We got to be, as I told y'all, I made a decision that I'm going to be a better steward of what God has given me, right? All right, y'all. So thank y'all so much as we thank all of our sponsors. And we got through all of those. Tonight's topic, as the Holy Spirit was giving it to me, called No More Imposters. I was like, what, Lord? He said, no more imposters. So I'm going to give it to y'all like he gave it to me, right? So he told me to look up the definition of imposter. So I'm going to define imposter for you as I found it on Google. An imposter is defined as a person who pretends to be someone else. You didn't hear me. I'm going to repeat that for you. An imposter is defined as a person who pretends to be someone else. So, will the real you? Aaliyah, what are you saying? What are you saying? Are you living out the life that God has called you to? Are you living a life of peace in a place that you know he called you to? You're no longer settling. You're no longer just doing status quo. You're no longer just existing, but you're living out the life that he's called you to. If your answer is yes, then we may not have to speak to that imposter. But if your answer is no, or I'm not fully living that thing out, we're going to go ahead and speak to that imposter and tell it, we're going to put it to sleep. Sleep in peace. Rest in peace, because it's time for us to stand up and live out the purpose-given life that God has given us. Now, I told you all in the advertisement of the show, I said bring your mirror or bring your phone. So if you have your phone, I want you to put your phone on like camera. Okay, and I want you to look yourself in the mirror on your phone if you don't have a mirror in front of you. And I want you to say this, imposter, you got to go. So look yourself in the mirror, and if you're not living out that life that God is calling you to live, you look at that mirror and say, imposter, you got to go. So we're speaking to the imposter tonight, because it's time for real you to stand up. It's time for you to walk in every God-given ability, every God-given talent, and just wake up truly giving God praise for the life you have. I'm not saying you're great, you're not grateful for the life you have, but I'm saying waking up and truly saying, God, I thank you for the opportunity to wake up to this life. Not just, you know, well, Lord, I thank you that you woke me up this morning and I praise you. Not a place of, and you're not doing it from a place of tradition, or I feel like I'm obligated to do this, but no, God, I'm living from that authentic place of being the best self that you've called me to live. And y'all, I've been as your purpose midwife and your biggest cheerleader and your biggest coach. I submerge myself into bettering me, because how can I coach you or direct you into being and pushing to be the best person you're called to be if I'm not improving me, right? So many of us, great evening, Miss Esther, many of us had these great dreams as children. We had these great dreams as youth, but life happened. And we're, you know, it's okay. Life happened, but some of us stopped dreaming. Some of us let the dreams kind of get buried under some things. But at the end of the day, that which God has purposed on the inside of you, it's time to arise and awaken, y'all. You see, November 3rd, today is November 3rd, 2020. And today, this day, I want you to awaken the real you and put the imposter to sleep. We're going to put him to sleep. Rest in peace, imposter, right? And it's time to look forward to just being free to be you in Christ and being able to live a liberated and free life in him. And like I said, it's not about being able to wake up, and it's being about a habit of saying, amen, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. No, but I get to live this life. I get to do this. Lord, I'm appreciative and mean it from the deepest depths of your soul. Now, my question to you, I've been listening to The Success Principles by Jack Canfield, and just finished up Hello Tomorrow by Dr. Cindy Trim. And I tell y'all, some of the things that they say in their books, one of the things that was said was, this is what Jack asked. He said, are you doing what you love to do? Okay, Jack Canfield says, are you doing what you love to do? And I want you to ask yourself, you can look in your mirror, look at your phone. Are you doing what you love to do? Do you even enjoy what you do, what you're currently doing? Do you enjoy it? Because I know when I was in the corporate world, I no longer enjoyed what I did. But again, it was something I learned to do, not what I was born to do, as one of my previous clients shared, previous guests shared. All right. Do you do things that are important to you? The things that you do, are they of importance to you? Are you just kind of like running around that wheel as a gerbil, just clocking in, doing the job, go home, go to sleep, take a shower, go to sleep, eat, and you're doing it again? That's not living, y'all. That's existing. So we're going to put that imposter to sleep and awaken the person on the inside. Now, these are some more questions. Have you taken ownership? And actually, I think these are a compilation of his questions and some more that the Holy Spirit gave me. But have you taken ownership of your life's failures? Now, some people say failures, but I call them learning opportunities. I don't see anything that I did that was unsuccessful in my eyes to be a failure. I look at it as a learning opportunity that didn't work that time. And I ask God, how can I improve it? Or what could I have done differently? I learn from that so that I don't have to repeat it. You know how they say you learn from that test so you don't have to take that test again? That's what we're doing. Are you taking, again, ownership of life, learning opportunities, disappointments? No more are we pointing fingers at that person hurt my feelings, that person did me wrong, that person broke my heart. Okay, it happened. But at the end of the day, again, it's time to say, that happened. But I forgive them and I choose me and I choose to live and move forward. Because guess what? You're still pointing the finger at that person. They moved on. They're living their lives. So it's no more being stuck in a place of stagnancy because you're holding on to something that you thought was going to work a different way. Mm-mm. Sometimes God allowed it to fail because it wasn't in your best interest. It was like God wanted to give you so much more, but you were settling. You were settling for status quo. God said, I'm trying to give you the best, but you were trying to settle. Now, remember, what you focus on will grow. What you focus on will grow. So I want you to think and truly be honest with yourself. Where is or what am I putting my focus on? What are you focusing on daily? Where's your focus? Where's your focus? Now, with that said, you know that it's time to shift some things, because if you're honest with yourself, your focus hadn't been on the true authentic you. It's been on maybe this bill or maybe the election because you've kind of been, you know, sick of that stuff. Imposter, you got to go on the mighty name of Jesus. You better say that, Kim. It's time to put the pastor to sleep, imposter to sleep. I want you to take a notebook or a journal over the next couple of days, and I want you to just sit still and be still with yourself and write down your thoughts. And then now as you're writing those thoughts down, I want you to start intentionally writing down what you want to see. So if your thought didn't line up with what you thought it should say, go ahead and write down what you want it to say and start repeating that. Y'all, I'm all over the place. I apologize. The Holy Spirit just got me in a place because I'm so passionate about people living out the life that God has called them to. Now, in Hello Tomorrow, Cindy Trim said, how satisfied are you the mark that you are making on the world? Y'all, I was listening to the audio. Thank you, my sister. I was listening to the audio book and I was driving. I was like, She said, how satisfied are you with the mark that you are making on the world? Are you satisfied with the legacy that you're leaving behind? What impact do you want to make? What impact do you want to have? I want you to still be still and ask yourself each of these questions, as I mentioned, and be honest, truly be honest with yourself, because if you're not honest with yourself, you're not hurting anyone but yourself. We can't put the imposter to sleep unless you're honest with yourself. It's time for us to put this imposter to sleep so that we can walk out the real purposeful version, allow the real purposeful version of who you are to take up its rightful place and live. Y'all heard me. It's time for the real purposeful version of you to arise, take its rightful place, and live. Y'all, that just had my spirit just cutting cartwheels when the Holy Spirit gave that to me last night. I was like, what? Woo! I was blessing myself, y'all. What is your life's purpose? Why were you born? What were you born to be? What were you born to do? When I was asking God about my purpose and my life's purpose, I think about 10 or 11 years ago, I asked, I said, what did you put breath in this body to be? And what did you put breath in this body to do? And I tell you, I would have some days where I was just like, ugh. But it was time to come on this show a couple of years later. It was time to come on this show. And I'd have a day, but getting ready to come onto the show, I'd have this, ooh, like a burst of energy. And it was like, y'all, I'm telling my age, okay? But it's like if you're people who followed Popeye when we were young, and Popeye was older than us, but they used to still play it when we were younger. But Popeye would eat the spinach, and he'd get these muscles, and he'd be so strong. That's what would happen to me when I would do what I'm doing, when I would be writing, when I would be sharing. I asked God, what did you put breath in this body to do? What did you put breath in this body to be? Because it's time for me to live the life. My old pastor used to say this. God gave us his son. He made a great investment in us. Now it's time for him to get a great return. And he can't get his great return if we're allowing the imposter to stay in the forefront. I asked my friend to look in a mirror and answer those same questions. And glory to God, look at God. Now, again, I want you to take a journal, a notebook, a piece of paper, a writing pad, whatever, and I want you to, over the next couple of days, just ask yourself these questions. What truly makes me happy? What am I good at? What do I like doing? Am I serving out my life's purpose? Just write different things down. Write them down. Yes, confirmation. It's okay to sit in silence. See, so many people don't know how to sit with themselves. I tell you, I cut on my TV maybe once a week. And people are like, you do? Yeah. Because if I'm not watching the gospel channel, listening to the gospel music, listening to some jazz or something that feeds my spirit, I don't even let it in my ear gates these days. I can't. Because if I'm pouring into you, I can't have garbage coming into me, right? It's okay to sit in silence and look within. If the Holy Spirit lives and dwells in you, and has made his home in you, ask God. Just be still and listen for your answer. So many of you are so distracted by noise, whether it's the TV or social media or people who actually aren't supposed to have that front row seat in your life, and they're feeding you everything but what you're supposed to be hearing. So be still and let the Holy Spirit minister to you, because it's time to put the imposter to sleep for real, and for good. Now, I have a couple of scriptures for you guys. It blessed me. Well, before I give you the scriptures, I'm going to give you a couple of quotes. There's a lady by the name of Roger Arliner Young, and she was a brilliant black biologist. She was the first biologist to receive her doctorate in zoology in the 1920s. Thank you, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar Girl. She hooked me up. Y'all know how she been keeping her sister. All right, so since 1920s, she was, they said she was like above her time, but she was the first black woman to get her doctorate in zoology. And this is what she said. She said, "Not failure, but low aim is a crime." Y'all hear that? This woman back in the 1920s said, "Not failure, but low aim is a crime." So just settling, just not living, she said that's a crime. And then Steve Maraboli said this: "You were put on this earth to achieve your greatest self, to live out your purpose, and to do it correctly." I was like, wow. Don't allow people to talk you out of, and this is what I had, the Holy Spirit gave me. Don't allow people to talk you out of what God has given you, what you know he's placed on inside of you. God didn't give it to them. He gave it to you. So at the end of the day, guess what? Don't allow them to talk you out of it. You allow your true, authentic self, that purposeful you, that authentic you, to rise up, and you move forward. You don't have to tell them, because if they're for you, then they're going to support you. If they're not, you'll see. All right. I'm going to give you some scriptures, and then I'm open up if y'all want to come on and we just talk or however y'all want to do it, okay? Because I just said, Holy Spirit, have your way. All right. So the scriptures that I'm going to give you guys to just really bless your spirit. The first one was 57:2. Y'all know I love to read between you two different translations. The first one is an Amplified. That's Psalms 57:2, if somebody wants to type it in. Amplified version says this: "I will cry to God Most High, who accomplishes all things on my behalf, for he completes my purpose and his plan." I'll read that again. "I will cry to God Most High, who accomplishes all things on my behalf, for he completes my purpose in his plan." Thank you, it's Miss Tianti. All right, and then the New Living Translation of that same scripture says, "I cry out to God Most High, to God who will fulfill his purpose for me." It's time for the authentic you to rise up so that we can put this imposter to sleep, and the authentic you to rise up so that he can fulfill and get his purpose out of you. And then just a reminder of one of the scriptures from last week: trust and rely. And this is Proverbs 3:5 Amplified. "Trust and rely confidently in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Don't try to figure it out. Go to the one who created you and ask him, God, show me me." I've had this conversation with the Lord. You don't have to have all these eloquent words. Talk to him like you're talking to me. God, show me me, because I want to live out the purpose, the life that you purposed me for. I want to live out the life that you put breath in this body to do, that you put breath in this body to be. I want to wake up every morning and be able to give you real, true praise and glory, and being able to show your glory through who I am, that your glory be revealed in me and through me, because I'm living out the life you purposed for me. Y'all, I can't even repeat that the same way I did. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But that's what it's all about, y'all. It's about him getting the glory. Hallelujah. Out of our lives. Amen, amen. Well, y'all, that is all I have for tonight. And but I am going to open up the lines for those of you who want to share. And remember, Hebrews 11:1, faith, and this is New Living Translation, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see." So it's time for walking out this thing called our purpose, purposeful life, not existing, not settling, but being confident and living the life that God has called us to. Now, I'm putting in the link for those of you who want to share tonight. You can share in the chat. You can come on the screen. If you don't want to be seen, turn your camera off and we can just hear you. If you actually want to dial into the number, if you're having any issues, you can dial in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1 and I will bring you on live and you can share whether it's a comment, if God is placing it on your heart, the topic, whatever. Y'all are led to share tonight. You're welcome to do so. It is my pleasure to be able to share with you guys tonight. Thank y'all so much for joining me, because I tell you, as God gives me these topics, because I tell God every week, I'm not going to do anything unless you talk. You get a topic and we'll go from there. But if you don't give me the topic and you don't give me the meat, I'm not doing that. I'm not. Because that's where we are in this hour. You got to know the time. You have to know your purpose. You have to know your portion. Get in and get yours. It's time. Put them imposters to sleep. So I'm ready for some testimonies for next week. I need some people to be chatting. Send me some chats. Send me some messengers. Whatever. How God is blessing you through anything that's been shared, whether it's through guests. That have, well, not necessarily guests, it can be guests, but people who have actually dropped on and just participated in the conversation. I tell y'all, I've been getting some great testimonials from those and some great feedback. So whatever's on your heart, press 1 if you're in radio land, online radio land. And if you are wanting to join in on the chat, click on that link that says StreamYard or dial in that number and we'll bring you on. But I tell y'all, it is time. It is time. I'm excited for you. This is November the 3rd, so we have a little over a month and a half before 2020 is complete. But guess what? You can get a lot done in a short amount of time when you get focused. Remember, what you focus on, it grows. So if you focus on, you know, living from the inside out, letting the Holy Spirit just lead you and guide you in all things, you'll be like, wow, because God will do some things that makes no sense in your carnal mind, but in your spiritual side of you, you'll be like, wow, God. I want to encourage everyone that we must trust issues with people because we have, I want to encourage everyone that we have trust issues with people because we're told to trust God, not man. That makes sense. That makes sense. She said, many people have trust issues with people because they're told to trust God, not man. That's true. But at the same time with that, sometimes we have trust issues because sometimes your feelings have been hurt. So you have to be able to discern. We're only instructed to love our neighbors as ourselves. True. Amen. Anybody else sharing? Thank you so much for sharing, Miss Isma. Anybody else sharing tonight? It's time to put those. We've already put the imposters to sleep. Rest in peace. We're not even waking you back up because there's no waking up. The person that's waking up is the authentic person living out a purpose-filled life, a purposeful life. And you declare that over your life, even when you see anything that's going otherwise. You continue to declare what you want to see versus what you're currently seeing. Because if you continue to declare what you're seeing, you're going to keep getting the same results. So declare what you see. You know, you may have $2 in your account. God, I thank you that my finances are in excess and overflow. I thank you that all my bills are paid. I thank you that there is no lack in my house. There's no lack in my generation. There's no lack in my bloodline. You declare what you want to see versus what you currently see. Don't say, you know, well, and this is another thing I need y'all to stop doing. When you go to the doctor and they tell you you have something going on, okay, stop saying, this is mine. Stop taking ownership of it. You believe the report of the Lord and you continue to declare your healing. Yes, I ain't telling you not to take the medicine. No. But you don't say, well, I have, this is my, you know, they declare me with migraines and I have migraines and I am. And all of your focus is on that illness, but not on your healing. Focus on your healing and declare your healing so you'll see that manifest. Because again, what you focus on, it shall grow. All right. Well, y'all not saying anything else tonight. So thank you, Miss Esma Tiazzi, for sharing tonight with us. And remember, we are walking out that purposeful life. I'm thanking God for your discernment. I'm thanking God for the things that you're doing, that you're walking in everything. Nighty night imposters. Amen. I'm listening while I'm cleaning. It's okay, Kylie. Not a problem. Not a problem. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, y'all have an awesome, awesome night. I will see y'all same time, same place next week on Friday and Inspire. I'm Aaliyah, your purpose midwife. Have a blessed one.